Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love. Independence Day, July 4th. This is my July 4th Global Independence Day presentation. If you've had a chance to go to the Cosmic Love website, you'll see the article there linking the copy, the concepts, the celebration of this concept of Global Independence Day. And I thought today would be a good time to give a kind of a mirror image of the presentation I gave about 6 months ago, which was the winter solstice. I gave a summer solstice presentation here about 2 weeks ago. My last show on the Cosmic Love webpage, there are links at the bottom of the page that you can go to those articles and you can actually reference in the BBS radio archives. Listen to the show if you're a subscriber. Today I thought I'd kind of take it to the next level. The physical expression and the high summer energies, now this time of year, at least for the Northern Hemisphere, regarding the spirit of July 4th, the spirit of independence, the spirit of global independence. So think global, act local. I thought I'd begin an orientation to this spirit of global independence with a quote from that great soul that we all know as Mahatma Gandhi, who led India's nonviolent revolution for independence from the same empire tyranny that basically American had its revolution against 230-some years ago. So that quote by Mahatma Gandhi is that a nonviolent revolution is not a program of seizure of power. It is a program of transformation of relationships, ending in a peaceful transfer of power. So that's the spirit of Global Independence Day, a transfer of power, a transformation of relationships, a peaceful transfer of power, not a program for the seizure of power. And, of course, this is the Aquarian dispensation. The energy is the big shift in through the galactic nexus through 2011, 2012. This is the energy, the initiation, you might say, of global humanity at this critical nexus, turning of the ages at the cusp of Aquarius. So with that quote from Mahatma Gandhi, I thought I'd go into the subject of today. I'm going to go through the copy that is in that article that you can click on and link on if you're at your computer on the Cosmic Love webpage. If you can open that in a separate window, you will be able to follow these concepts. Because I'll be going into some of them in more depth, some of them in less. You can always go back to the article where there are links that go to other web pages that go into more dimensions of this. So basically, I'm providing you an introduction to a cosmic love overview of this Global Independence Day and how that is possible, what that will look like, how that will work, and different dimensions of it, for a comprehensive vision that could become a self-fulfilling prophecy to the extent that you, I, we make it so. So this spirit of global independence that I'm referring to has naturally gone global as the instant everywhere interactive internet revolution transforms all our relationships with a new social conscience and all our social networks. This global freedom movement is uprising, you might say, in the spirit of abundant conscience, and thus uprising to claim the victory of the abundant life for all. And the spirit of that uprising and uprising is basically the spirit of abundant conscience. And I quote James Madison, who was chief architect of the Constitution in this regard, when he said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. And this understanding and appreciation of a revolution in higher consciousness that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, the most sacred of all property, is the spirit of Global Independence Day. It's kind of the keynote to this spirit, this movement, this transformation of all our relationships in our global village. So you might say the core self-evident truth of this new global independence movement is that there are first principles of freedom and opportunity for all. And to the extent that we embrace these first principles, mass awakening as a new enlightenment becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Thomas Paine, who largely sparked the American Revolution with his most successful political pamphlet in history, Common Sense, he said regarding first principles that it is all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. So in the spirit of this Global Independence Day, consider how all humanity can now frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles, by focusing our attention with pure intention on our evolutionary ascension with a new common sense, a clear vision of uncompromised virtue for the victory of social conscience in our all-connected, instant, everywhere, ubiquitous social networks. So what would be the first principles today in a global village? Actually, there's a link on that concept, first principles today in a global village, that you can go to a whole in-depth frame of reference for that concept of first principles today in a global village, what they look like, how they work, why they work, and decide for yourself. Anyway, governments globally, locally, however, all governments either arise out of the people or over the people. Self-governing institutions are created for the governed. Government of, by, and for the family of man now in a global village. And as the Declaration of Independence said so well, the public does not like the taking of their life, their liberty, their pursuit of happiness, saying that any governing institution which does the taking deserves to be abolished or rebooted, as we'd say today, along more enlightened lines. And those lines became the Bill of Rights, our core constitutional freedoms, the rights of all mankind. These five core freedoms are today the genesis of social conscience in our global, all-connected social networks. The rights of man in our global village is the essence of these first principles, which you might say is the genesis of a new global revolution in higher consciousness. Just 2 weeks ago, as I mentioned a little bit ago, I gave the summer solstice presentation that gave an abstract of the dynamics involved with this process of culturing social conscience in our social networks. And I referred to this as the divine destiny of not just America, but the anagram for America, which is the I Am Race, worldwide. And the divine destiny of Earth's evolution as the evolutionary ascent of consciousness that is being cultured with a new all-connected web of consciousness. This is the internet, computer internet revolution, and what's been going on, a global instant everywhere interactive revolution in higher consciousness, a mass awakening, if you will. So the subject then becomes the common sense for mass enlightenment, this revolution in higher consciousness, this new American revolution worldwide. And you might say that we have some choices here. And there's a natural question-answer process that goes with the discernment and discovery of these choices. You might let me ask these questions. Is it true that all mankind has equal rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? That should be easy. Are you aware that all social, political, and economic problems are at heart common to unity, community, communication issues? The core word of communion, community, communication is this concept of come into unity. So I tried to make that a safe statement. And then another question in this regard, would you agree that the core issues for humanity now is a vision for coming into unity with a new common sense that will utilize mass-to-mass telecommunication, you know, the new internet capabilities, as will fulfill the divine destiny of the computer internet revolution? Well, the question answer there is in regard to what is the divine destiny of the computer internet revolution? And how will we fulfill that? Would you agree that fulfilling that divine destiny is the fulfilling of first principles in our global village? 90% of the word revolution is evolution. There's actually 10 letters, and 9 of them in the word revolution are evolution. And the evolution of business, the next economy we're all looking forward to, is the business of evolution itself. So peaceful resolution of all the conflict we see in the world today will naturally follow a revolution, evolution in higher consciousness that will culture the currency of conscience at the heart of the next economy. There's several other points I wanted to tie into this concept of the evolution of business as the business of evolution. Another keynote here will be an economics of abundance that makes the economics of scarcity obsolete. And this will resolve the oxymoron, the value of scarcity, in an economics of scarcity that is bankrupt. Now, you might say that's the mindset or the paradigm paralysis that inverts, subverts, and perverts abundance consciousness and the abundant life. So an economics of abundance makes the economics of scarcity obsolete, and understanding an economics of abundance in business models, which are sometimes referred to as fourth wave business models, will actually provide a vehicle for a new abundance in consciousness, and will reflect and perfect a concept of cyber ethics with the internet, evaluation criteria for mass-to-mass interaction. And that concept is kind of the key link to an electronic upgrade of all our social, political, and economic institutions, to an upgrade, an electronic upgrade of our Bill of Rights, you know, 5 core constitutional freedoms. And what that would look like with an upgrade of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, freedom of the press, with an electronic upgrade, the keynote to that process will be the cyber ethics, the evaluation criteria, a standard for the language of consciousness that will make possible real-time, mass-to-mass interaction, whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, and more importantly, with creating order. The language of consciousness, the culture's conscience involves and evolves conscience, so that this process of the origination of programs and the evaluation of programs with an interactive interface for real-time evaluation, and how that can be, that process can define, refine, combine, and synergize and shine higher conscience in the process. The vision of that alone, how that works, can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy, a revolution in higher consciousness. It's in process anyway, but this will galvanize the process, galvanize, crystallize, geometrize, as I sometimes refer to, divine order, with divine harmony, the law of the angels, the language of the angels, those who've listened to the show before, you know what I'm referring to. The angels of our better nature with the frequency of holy compassion at the heart of this interactive exchange of information in the way that organizes this information in formation along more enlightened lines that frame the dimensionality of consciousness. You might say an awareness, an awakening, an enlightenment as to how we are individually and collectively conscious in upward mobile terms to basically benchmark the process of evolutionary ascent. Now, that's getting a little abstract. I'm going off in some details here from the script, you might say, and as you know, I do that on a regular basis. If you want to go back to the script and navigate it at your own speed in your own way, reading those links and those pages that speak to you, that's that link on this article, Global Independence, on the Cosmic Love webpage for this July 4th presentation. For those who are just tuning in, that's where I'm coming from, and that's where I'm going. So I'm going to go more into this concept of the healing crisis in civilization that we're seeing right now and how it's hit the wall of this status quo paradigm paralysis that denies, ignores, and unfortunately resists an economics of abundance. The status quo mindset just doesn't get it, how abundant conscience is the source of an economics of abundance that cultures the abundant life. Or maybe they do get it, realizing that an economics of abundance would make the economics of scarcity obsolete. And if they're tied to the value of scarcity that creates and manages scarcity for profit and control and ownership and all the perks of privilege or whatever, then those who are tied to the economics of scarcity that perpetuates the value of scarcity for the masses so that a very few can benefit, then there needs to be an awakening in that regard as to this is the divine destiny of Earth's evolution, an ongoing process that will involve and evolve abundant conscience and in the process the abundant life. So paradigm paralysis, as I refer to it, is so entrenched in the prevailing economics of scarcity, the win-lose model. It's so entrenched that many people, they just can't see the solution because of their belief in scarcity's value. And again, that's an oxymoron, the value of scarcity, but that's the system we have now. And that's the system that is designed with incentive systems that create and manage scarcity to keep prices, profit, and control high. And always to profit a few at the expense of the masses. Now, throughout history, that economics of scarcity was the only economic system that would work because there wasn't the extraordinary, unprecedented breakthrough capabilities for creating abundance of every commodity of need on the earth. And specifically, abundance of those virtues that has a great honor and respect for the environmental life support systems that not just for humanity but for all sentient life on Earth. So it comes back to the need for this revolution in consciousness, a revolution in higher consciousness. And the whole system of economics, as we've known it, has been rigged with artificial scarcity that conceals, wastes, and as I mentioned it outright, destroys the potential for unprecedented abundance of every commodity of value, especially the truth of this systemic manipulation of the masses to sustain the power, profit, and perks of those who win at the expense of the masses. I'm repeating myself there for emphasis. But this is the issue. This is the issue of why transformation is needed. what needs to be transformed. If this is not self-evident, there's an article you can read, 14 Reasons for Real Change, that are linked down about this stage in the article that I'm referencing today on Global Independence here on BBS Radio. Excuse me. I shouldn't have eaten that chicken sandwich a little bit ago. It's still digested. Excuse me. Anyway, so here I'm going on with this concept of the self-evident need for change and the subject matter in the article 14 Reasons for Real Change. Now, I can go through some of those reasons and make that an overview of the issue of why this global transformation is needed, why it's in process, what it is we're moving from, and what we are moving to. So 14 reasons to want real change. Number one, the biggest contributors to the last presidential elections were the banks, investment bankers, as you may know. But are you also aware that the banks called in their loans when they needed bailing out? And would you agree that we need some serious election reform? You also probably know that the Federal Reserve Bank is no more federal than Federal Express. And are you also aware that the Federal Reserve has no reserves and refuses a public audit, but is known to have trillions of dollars in public debt that public taxes pay for or pay off for the profit of Fed owners? Would you agree that we need some serious banking reform? Number three, some of us believe that the bailout of the banks, by the banks, and for the banks can continue privatizing social wealth while socializing private debt on the backs of taxpayers. Do you believe that public debt should reward the banksters who deregulated the economy to profit themselves and now have seized new economic powers to regulate the economy for their profit above all? Would you agree that there is something seriously wrong with this picture? You probably believe that Madoff was a Ponzi, pulled a Ponzi scheme, the biggest Ponzi scheme, so to speak, ripoff in American financial history. But then again, isn't Social Security also based on a decreasing number of people paying to cover the debt of an increasing number of recipients? Isn't that what a Ponzi scheme is? Would you agree that security decreases as debt and taxation without representation increases? So these are kind of heady questions. I'm only down to four. But this gets back to reasons for real change, the way things are, the way things could be, etc. Number five is you understand that big business collusion with big government is fascism. That's the definition of fascism, according to Mussolini, one of the original fascists. And he referred to it as corporatism, the collusion of big business with big government. And he says this corporatism is what fascism is. So would you agree that fascism and tyranny are two faces of the same economic system that creates a growth industry for government bureaucracies, which profit from public debt? Number six, you believe that the U.S. Constitution is a good thing, but are you aware how corporate law puts the interests of stockholders ahead of the public when profits are at stake? Would you agree that our public constitutional freedoms are being challenged by status quo interests that have privatized and monopolized core social institutions? Okay, I think I've done enough of this 14 reasons to want real change. I'm going to go back to the maiden copy here. Actually, I've made some updates to that article on the webpage. When you click on it, if you're so interested, those 14 reasons, five, only the initial five I just mentioned, You'll find them thought-provoking, I'm sure. And so I will let you do that if you're interested. But to get through this material, I thought I would go on with some of these keynotes on the transformation that's in process and what that will look like and how that will work. Regarding the 14 reasons for real change, in summary, I'm referring to issues in our core institutions, our social, political, and economic institutions, that are based on this problem of the economics of scarcity and how it's created and managed scarcity for profit, for control, when there's a potential for a new economics of abundance that will check balance, harmonize, geometrize, and otherwise self-regulate, a model of self-government with those checks and balances in the executive, judicial, legislative branches, you might say, of the global net reality that is rapidly defining a revolution in higher consciousness. So the summary of 14 points in a nutshell is that today we have a mainstream media that is virtually owned and controlled by corporate interests that profit from war and disease. The military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex both are the major owners and controllers of the mainstream media. And I have articles and links that validate that. You can check that out for yourself if you don't already know. Government systems, just like mainstream media, has the same problem, the same issues in the way that federal government has become embedded with war and disease profiteers at the expense of global peace and well-being. Our healthcare system has become 97.5% disease care, profiting from the creation and management of disease. It's turned the ounce of prevention with a pound of cure on its head. Now a pound of cure is 16 times more profitable than an ounce of prevention. Again, this is what the economics of scarcity has done to the healthcare system. It's done the same thing to our education system that too often teaches what to think rather than how to think out of the box of scarcity's value. Again, the prevailing paradigm of scarcity economics is the value of scarcity, an oxymoron again, in the education system also, where truth, knowledge, and how to think about, and process information is kept scarce because abundant conscience is what makes the economics of scarcity obsolete. Another key point is the economic system itself, and how the economic system has been retrofitted to worship, as in worship, the gold calf of Wall Street profits above the golden rule for civility, again, because of the economics of scarcity. So I'm emphasizing this understanding of this paradigm paralysis, our prevailing model of economics. Because it's based on scarcity, it creates a scarcity of conscience as well as all the things that we really want, the abundant life in all dimensions. So, as I'm sure you've noticed, all of our core social, political, and economic institutions are indeed sick, quote-unquote, and a huge transformation is about to happen, one way or the other. It's happening, and it's just beginning. Transformation of the status quo paradigm paralysis is now a free will choice for all humanity, as never before in modern history. The World Wide Web of communications infrastructure is in place. Time and space, as we've known it, has been dramatically changed in this new, instant, everywhere, interactive internet world. Net reality has new meaning. It's a global village now. We're all in this together. Like it or not, we either, you know, get our act together or all hang together or we're all going to hang separately, literally, virtually. So I like to quote Rupert Sheldrake, who points out in his theory of morphogenic field resonance, you know, field resonance, the 100th monkey effect, as he calls it, occurs when enough people drawn together by a shared purpose are holding the same thought all in the same time. When that happens, the rest of the world in varying degrees will experience an internal shift. Now, this is the same principle of dynamic decrees, invocation of the word, the sacred word, through group prayer, through group decrees. And it's not just holding a thought form at the same time. It's prayer groups that have pure intention at the same time. So it's not just focused attention, but the pure intention that defines a prayer field that Rupert Sheldrake references as the 100th monkey effect. And that's just kind of a sociologist way of referring to something that mystics, saints, and avatars have known throughout history. And that is when you get a group of people together and they have pure intention and focus their attention, the rest of their world in varying degrees will experience an internal shift. Now, whether their world is a limited prescribed world of their tribe or their religion or their you know, spiritual interest or social, political, and economic belief system, whatever, that it all references the resonance within that network of consciousness, which has no boundaries and never has, that there is an inner sense that is connected through prayer fields of innocence. And that prayer field, that innocence, that inner sense, is what is magnified as more people participate at the same time. Now, imagine what would happen if you had hundreds or thousands, if not millions of people, engaged in a prayer field of pure intention that focused their attention on the evolutionary ascension of their network, their social conscience within their social network, and what that would look like, how that would work, and how the process would involve and evolve this information organizing process, this information exchange of hearts and minds, the form and frequency, the law of the angles with the language of the angels. In other words, frames of reference in the left brain for frames of intention and reference with pure intention in the right brain that are then balanced for the evolutionary ascension in the upper brain, the higher brain, the capstone, you might say, of the left and right brain, and how that would fulfill the executive, judicial, and legislative functions of self-government within one's own brain hemispheres. Well, that visualization is really a thought form for assembling the components to the capstone, the linear, logical, letter of the law with the nonlinear, spherical, spirit of the law, which is as in the left brain, logical, and the right brain, spherical, spiritual, pure intention with focused attention. In the upper brain, the higher conscience, basically the synergy of left and right with the whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. In the capstone vision of one's third eye center in the upper brain, pineal gland, the center of enlightenment, crown chakra, you get the picture of what I'm referring to. Well, I go into this a little bit in this article, Global Independence, these thought forms, you might say, for Global Independence Day, which are really three learning styles, three cognitive processes of the left brain, right brain, and the whole brain, that represent three processes of consciousness, three quintessential perceptual dimensions whose synergistic integration defines the fourth dimension, which is balanced integration in all your four lower energy bodies, in other words, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Within that balanced integration is synergized a higher fifth dimensional level that is the fully present mindfulness, you might say, the budding, as in Buddhic enlightenment, of Christ-like conscience that becomes the capstone of the four lower energy bodies. You know, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical dimensions of oneself, the capstone of that is the fourth dimension, what is highest integrated aspect is a fifth dimension, or of Christhood, Buddhic budding enlightenment, higher consciousness. You can reference it any way you like, in either secular or non-secular terms. But this is the whole thrust of wholeness for healing, with more healthy, holistic, or an otherwise holy whole in all dimensions of being, higher consciousness with a conscience. So we have duties, and for the discharge of which we are accountable to our Creator and Benefactor, which no human power can cancel. And what those duties are is determinable by right reason, which may be and is called a well-informed conscience. So that's a quote by Theophilus Parsons back in 1778, and it's just as valid today with a global revolution in higher consciousness and process as it was back when the American Revolution was in process back in 1778. In other words, a well-informed conscience, which is determined by right reason, and our duties is for the discharge, which we are accountable to our Creator and Benefactor, is this right reason, a well-informed conscience, and the pure intention, focused attention on this process. Assembling the components to the capstone individually is also the path of evolutionary ascension of social conscience and our social networks collectively. The process I referred to of culturing five-dimensional conscience in our collective consciousness is the other five dimensions of a ten-dimensional model is explained at 10 dimensions. There's an article in the link on 10 dimensions that refers to the first 5 dimensions for involving in evolving consciousness of how you're conscious in your four lower bodies and what that looks like and how that works with graphics. It gives a graphical representation of it. And the second 5 dimensions is a mirror image of that and how that is a function of what can go on collectively in our collective consciousness with interactive internet capabilities with this model as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communication. And there's links there, clear vision of how to do that and how that will work. There's an article you can read if you're interested. Again, that's on the Cosmic Love homepage for this July 4th program, and we're about a third of the way down to the presentation with links on the understanding of a 10-dimensional model and a clear vision of how an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, real-time mass-to-mass communications, what that will look like, how that will work, and what we can expect that will accomplish with a revolution in higher consciousness. In other words, celebrating Independence Day is ideally a time to celebrate the pure intention of U.S. founders. With the space age upgrade of those original horse and buggy representation rights, with the full capability now to apply core constitutional freedoms to global village net reality. You know, if you think about it, the torch of liberty was ignited by common sense. And we think of Liberty's torch in the harbor welcoming all immigrants that came to America from all over the world. And that torch of freedom and liberty was ignited by Thomas Paine's publication, Common Sense. It sparked the American Revolution. It was the catalyst for the consequent enlightenment, which sealed the fate of those tyrannical forces and it brought the Constitution to fruition, this enlightenment. In effect, we can thank Thomas Paine for raising the torch of liberty high so that all Americans could basically get the visions, and this was the vision of liberty that there's so many Americans and so many wars since the Revolutionary War have, with pure intention, died to preserve. Sometimes their intention was pure and they were misled like cannon fodder into these wars by the fallen ones who create and manage wars for profit and power. But you can say clearly that so many people that have a love of liberty will give their lives for that purpose with pure intention. So this spirit of enlightenment, this torch of liberty, shall not perish from the earth as long as common sense prevails. And as Thomas Paine himself said in Common Sense in 1776, the sun never shined on a cause of greater worth. And it's true. Global Independence Day, involving and evolving global freedom and opportunity, the sun never shined on a cause of greater worth. So to serve the public at large rather than the domination of special interests, that concept of Thomas Paine was a truly revolutionary concept in the New World of America. And it's just as equally a revolutionary concept in the new world of today, of instant everywhere interactive global village net reality. It was the printing press that empowered the publishing of Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. And it's the modern printing press, the World Wide Web, that has sparked a global revolution in higher consciousness. This global enlightenment and freedom movement that's unparalleled since early America. It was a printing press that led to the Enlightenment in Europe and found fertile ground in the independent spirit of Americans. Ben Franklin used the printing press himself to enlighten Americans with self-reliant virtues in his many publications, his Farmer's Almanac, that integrated astrology with farming and practical living skills. Numerous other printers at that time of early America published Common Sense, Thomas Paine's publication, because the virtue of freedom was a hot item in early America, and today it's a hot item in the world. Look at the freedom movements in Iran. They don't want to have their democratic processes usurped by a Khomeini or a puppet of the U.S. government. Anyway, indeed, virtue and enlightenment go hand in hand. The concept of self-reliant virtues and revolution in higher consciousness, they go hand in hand. So the New World of America was a fresh start. It was a white page whereby people could come from all over the world to create a new constitution of freedom and opportunity for all mankind. Many Americans believe religiously that U.S. founders were inspired with a higher conscience of the divine destiny of human evolution. And I gotta admit, I believe the same thing. So, just as it was just a common carpenter of humble birth and manger who inspired the Christian virtues of early American settlers. And it was just a common man who sparked the American Revolution with an inspired vision of our divine destiny. And to quote Thomas Paine in Common Sense, he said, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind, and we have it in our power to begin the world over again." That spirit then is the same exact spirit at the heart of a global independence movement to begin the world all over again, in the spirit of first principles that Thomas Paine championed. So you might say that the New World of America today, which is the net reality of our global village connection, promises a global reformation and resurrection of freedom and opportunity for all mankind. But as with the former revolution, the problem is not so much getting the new vision of an electronic space age upgrade of the Constitution into our heads. The problem is getting the old horse and buggy model of representative government out of our heads. The most common failing of humans, you might say the only human sense of separation from a higher consciousness, is to believe that the limit of one's perception is the limit of all there is to perceive. Fear of change is typically rooted in such limited thinking. People hold on to the status quo even when dysfunctional, destructive, and disintegrating before their eyes. For lack of inspired vision, the revolution of higher consciousness ordained for this pivotal time at the cusp of the Aquarian dispensation. I may repeat that. Fear of change is typically rooted in limited thinking. To hold on to the status quo even when dysfunctional, destructive, and disintegrating trends happen right before our eyes. And we can see that. This is the value of a revolution in higher consciousness ordained for this pivotal time at the cusp of the Aquarian dispensation. The founding spirit of America was, at heart, the power of great love that overcomes the inordinate love of power. And we all know that perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is like perfect faith. There's nothing to fear but a lack of love that inverts, subverts, and perverts faith. One of the great mysteries of the power of faith is how to best focus attention with pure intention on one's evolutionary ascension. And you don't focus attention on fear if you want to magnify faith. Mindless, heartless fear is the currency of the dark side of humanity, the psychology of subservience to tyranny. And it's that dark side of humanity that cultures the spirit of dummies, unconscious, and heartless. Economies based on that currency naturally go bankrupt, liking the currency of conscience that is faith in great love, wise dominion in that enlightened spirit, and the courage to make such faith the standard for the social conscience that is hostile against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. As Thomas Jefferson said, as inscribed in stone at the Jefferson Memorial, quote, I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. So there can't be a revolution in higher consciousness without challenging every form of tyranny against the mind of man, because it goes with the territory. You have a revolution in higher consciousness, and it makes the status quo paradigm paralysis of the old order virtually obsolete. When the currency of conscience is corrupted, there is no accountability. It's like the privately owned Fed, quote-unquote Fed banking system, that refuses a congressional audit. Such corruption only exists as long as the public surrenders freedom for a false sense of security until they have neither freedom nor security. As Thomas Jefferson also said, quote, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Unquote. Actually, fear is a lousy currency of exchange in relationships, either personal or cultural. Faith is the first principle, or faith in the first principles of accountable self-governance, is faith in the currency of conscience, the power of love at the heart of civility for the evolutionary ascent of humanity. The power of love makes the love of power accountable to conscience. Conscientious love heals the arrogance of inordinate power. It always has and it always will. As the father of modern psychology said so well, where love rules, this is Carl Gustav Jung saying, quote, where love rules, there is no will to power, and where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. So the bottom line here is that when the ordained power of love checks and balances the inordinate love of power, we come out of the shadows into a new order of the ages where the golden rule law of universal love rules. That's when global governance processes are become decentralized in our social networks, our social, political, and economic networks, decentralized through social conscience in our social networks. And this process is defining a new global judicial system that loves wisdom. And this new global judicial system that provides enlightened conscience in our social networks through a communication process based on the laws and language of consciousness. This new judicial system is culturing a new common sense of net reality. Net reality has social conscience in our social networks. And net reality is open systems of public representation, a new global legislative system that cultures a new public responsibility, the ability to respond, and a new public accountability, the ability to account for public institutions, monies to go to paying for them, accountability for the processes, the institutions that are governing our social and political and economic institutions. So this process, what that looks like, how it can work with interactive communication processes with 100, a million, or 1,000 people actively engaged evaluating a presentation on the Internet at the same time, and how that works with standardized evaluation criteria that is a function of the language of consciousness itself, how that will involve and evolve consciousness because it's based on the laws and language of the processes of consciousness. That is the first principles involved with culturing conscience. So the next economy, based on abundance, will naturally follow the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, with the hardware, this cyber ethics standards, the hardware that integrates hardware as in IBM software, as in Microsoft, NetWare, as in Netscape. In other words, these core stages of the computer internet revolution, from hardware, software, and NetWare, how they can be integrated with the cyber ethics hardware for an upgrade of our social networks with a full spectrum social conscience that brings light to dark places. Now, there's links that I provided that go into the concept of cyber ethics, that goes into the concept of full spectrum consciousness, the language of consciousness, the laws of consciousness. You can click on those links, read about those to see how this will work, confirm that it will work, and determine to help make it work. Whatever, you can see for yourself that global revolution in higher consciousness is feasible, practical, actually in process as we speak, and there are ways to culture it simply by bringing people's attention to that process. It's arguable that there's nothing more valuable at this critical time through 2011 and 2012. Nothing more valuable than this vision for culturing higher consciousness and all of our social networks. As I've said, the vision alone, how that works, can in fact be the catalyst for this nonviolent revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word, evolution. Thomas Paine said in Common Sense, quote, "The mind, once enlightened, cannot again become dark." In other words, once you know better, you're compelled to do better. And if you really want to know how good things can be in terms of a nonviolent transition from an economics of scarcity to an economics of abundance, and what that will look like and what that will mean in all our social, political, and economic institutions, you have the gateways, links, processes, concepts before you. The Cosmic Love Show for July 4th, 2009. This for those people who have tuned in since the beginning of the show, this is what we're discussing. And you might say that the more conscious in our decentralized global net reality, the less corruption, collectively and individually. And as the rate of change accelerates, there's no going back to as in dummies and conscious and heartless. Once we know better, we can do better. We're compelled to do better, at least for all those who can't think of anything better to do than the best they can with what they know. So this knowing of that there are means for the conscious evolution of humanity at this point, and to take, you might say, our consciousness by the bootstraps and become more conscious of how we're conscious by culturing interactive communication processes that culture the laws and language of consciousness itself. So there are links there. You can see what that looks like. There's a new dispensation of faith in the larger scheme of things. Believe me, on the 2011-2012 timeline, there is an inbound cosmic fire of cosmic energies. There's a whole new energy in the photon belt through the galactic nexus, the plane of the ecliptic that we're coming to alignment with through 2011. The energetics of the solar system are changing dramatically. The energetics of our solar system and the galaxy are changing dramatically. The alignment of the energies of our galaxy with energies in our solar system and the flyby of planet X at this time, which is doing an electromagnetic number on our solar system at this time with the global warming and the sun's energies and the decrease in sunspots and now the increase in sunspots. So this whole energetic continuum in which we live is changing dramatically and will be accelerating through 2011 and 2012. And it's important that we have discernment as to what to do about this. And the key part of that discernment is understanding what is going on in the collective consciousness of humanity and how we can optimize, check, balance, and otherwise harmonize homeostasis within the collective consciousness of humanity at this time. Mark Twain, one of my favorite quotes of all time, said, "Kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see." You might say that you heal the deaf and the blind with kindness because that's the language they can both hear and see. And there's no one more blind than those refuse to see, and no one more deaf than those refuse to hear. And this is the judgment that's going on and is accelerating through 2011-2012. There's a global revolution of awakening to the prime directive for civil society, for civilization virtues and civilization values, and that is the language of kindness. So take heart, keep the faith, the love model, with the love model as the rule, the golden rule all language for a golden age. Naturally, love rules. That's my bottom line. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I've also included at the end of this article, at the bottom of the page in Global Independence, I've included some keynote quotes that for those who are really interested in the revolution in higher consciousness and what's in process with the dynamics involved at this time with mass awakening, the exact parallel between what was going on with the American Revolution and what's going on with the I Am Race, the anagram for America, the I Am Race worldwide at this time with global awakening. There are some quotes there just for you, specifically some quotes from Saint Germain, Hierarch of the Aquarian Age, and his vision of the Aquarian Plan for masterminding social conscience in our social networks. There's a quote for him that sums it all up, and I'm going to reference that quote and another quote of his from when, I'll let you do that yourself. It gets into a little esoteric. Some people listening to this show are more of a Christian fundamentalist bent and are not into the Ascended Master teachings. For those who are into the Ascended Master teachings and the understanding of soul evolution with different embodiments and the idea of karma yoga, where we balance karma with checks and balances of our threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love, and the initiations of evolving consciousness. You appreciate this, perhaps, and these are the quotes at the end of the article, Global Independence. So I thought I'd make that a wrap for my July 4th Global Independence Day presentation on BBS Cosmic Love. So I hope to hear from you in a couple weeks, and there'll be an open mic talk show at that time. And have a wonderful holiday, and may the flame of freedom never fail your heart, mind, and soul. So we'll look forward to seeing you in the future. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.